The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
This is season 9, episode 48, and the final install, possibly the final, we might do one a bit later on in the year, Kingy, but the final installment for the home and away season, and we are doing our final Kerr's Hire Cat Attack podcast in August.
Which has never happened before.
I don't think any Cat fan, even the most pessimistic fan, thought that the Cats would not be at least part of finals in some way, shape or form. Some probably, or many probably thought, you know, defending their crown was probably going to be difficult, but nobody envisaged come the final round of the season that Geelong would actually be already out of finals contention and basically tanking the last game, you know, putting in kids, which meant that they were always going to lose that game. So there we are, Kingy. It's funny how your fortunes can fluctuate so quickly in AFL footy, and now it's about decisions going forward, Kingy, for the Cats, on what we saw. And obviously Isaac Smith gone, 36 possessions to finish with.
Equal career high.
Yeah, that's quite extraordinary. I can't understand, Kingy. Now, can you explain to me why Zach Tui would be playing on? I can't think of any positive for it. He's a good bloke. Well, that forget about that. If you're playing a bloke because he's a good bloke around your club for a whole year.
There must be something we don't see.
We saw at the back end of the year he was very ordinary.
Yeah.
Very ordinary.
Well, we knew that when he wasn't picked in the last round that he is going on.
So they're dropping him out.
Yep.
But they're putting in kids and then they're leaving him in the team for the next year. I find that extraordinary. I just get this feeling that there were some very hard decisions made on players. James Kelly, Steve Johnson, Jimmy Bartel, Paul Chapman, the list went on and on and on. Joel Corey.
Matthew Stokes, Josh Hunt.
Yeah, all not brought in under the regime. This Zach Tui was. I just think that they've got this one. A decision had to be made on Zach Tui.
Yep.
I don't know what he would offer us next year, to be honest with you.
He's not playing every game. If he's playing every game next year, something's gone horribly wrong.
Absolutely. Yep. If Rhys Stanley's playing every game next year, we're in trouble.
Yep. So the Cats, they started 0-3 and they finished with 3 consecutive losses. So they actually bookended their year with
6.
Yeah.
0-6.
So they're actually in between. They actually won 10.5 games in the 17 games in between.
They never really got going, did they?
They got to 5-3. They won 5 straight. But what they beat in that 5 games proved to be nothing.
I haven't done the rounds, but you know they beat up on later on in the year. They beat up on Essendon. They beat up on North.
Yeah, so that was about 17 and 18.
Yeah, I mean those wins, while they were good for confidence boosting at the time, they just had a lot of players. I was thinking about it last night actually. Could you name me? I reckon I could name, I'd say 5 players who probably played reasonably consistent footy. Stewart. Myers?
Were you surprised Stewart was in the All-Australian team?
No.
Yeah, I was a little bit.
No, I wasn't. No, he didn't have a great end to the year. His last month, I mean, he still played okay by his lofty standards, but it wasn't his best football. But yeah, no, he had a very, very good year.
Yep.
I wasn't surprised. Who would you have in front of him?
I haven't looked into it close. I mean, it just caught me by surprise. I'm not surprised he was in the squad. What surprised me about the squad is that Graham Myers wasn't in it.
Yeah.
He was never making the team. Like, I know there was, you know, Graham Myers, All-Australian and that. He's a small forward who doesn't kick goals. Yes, he creates goals.
Well, I'd argue
If Graham Myers kicked 25 goals and had 44 goal assists, then you make a case.
I'd argue that he's not a small forward.
What would you call him?
He's a wingman.
He's a wingman?
Yeah.
A high
half
forward?
As in the Joe Cocker half forward. would you classify everything as a high Joe Cocker? Everything as a high Joe Cocker. I don't think
you got that in the call on Friday night.
Joe Cocker.
Yeah, Saturday night. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, I think when Ollie Henry went up.
Oh, when Ollie Henry was 17 stories into the air,
waiting for clearance from Avalon Airport.
That was extraordinary. The ping pong bets came out sort of flying high style. when the guy was just directing the plane into the terminal, and then he may have hoved view across to some lovely over there. Suddenly, the plane was actually in the terminal.
Was Captain Roger Murdoch in charge?
Yes, I think he was. Well, that's right. I had the lasagna. What was on the menu this evening? There was chicken or the fish. Oh, that's right. I had lasagna. Somebody had the lasagna. That's why he didn't get sick. But everyone else did. We digress. No, I argue that he is not a small forward. He plays, he starts at half forward, and but he is a wingman. He is a link player between defence and forward.
Which is an old-fashioned wingman.
Yeah, so he did start his career as a small forward, so that's why we've pigeonholed him. But he now is your... He is, what for you want a better term, is a wingman.
Mm.
And I think he would... I mean, well, that's where he plays. He just happens to start at half forward. But so I don't think that doesn't... his best work is done between the arcs and kicking the ball into the arcs, not actually in the arc. So I think, what did he kick? Did he get to double figures?
No, he didn't.
Nine did he kick?
Grind Myers kicked 7 goals, 13.
Yeah, okay. Even if he got another 5 goals and got it to double figures, 12, that's a really good return. So I don't have, I wouldn't have him above players like Goulden,
yep.
Josh Dacos,
yep.
Potentially Nick Dacos. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of good wingmen out there. I wouldn't have him above those players. Yep. Goal assists, but I just think we need to move away from pigeonholing him as a small forward.
Yep. You were talking about the five players.
Five players, I reckon, who were consistent.
Yep.
Stewart.
Yep.
Myers.
Yep.
Tom Atkins.
Yep.
Zach Guthrie.
Absolutely.
And I was trying to think of a fifth that was, it wasn't.
I would actually have Ollie Henry in there, because if you've kicked 41 goals yeah. from, what did he play? I think he played all bar one.
Yep. It's a good effort.
For a third banana, sometimes fourth, depending on who was the makeup of the forward.
Yep.
He's kicked 41-20.
Really good effort.
Yeah. So he's actually had 61 shots at goal from 225 disposals. So basically every fourth disposal Ollie Henry had was a shot at goal.
Oh, he is a real opportunistic forward in every sense of the word.
And he'll get better.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his. Even when he was drafted at Collingwood, I thought this kid's got it. He has really good footy smarts. And he bobs up. He just bobs up. He doesn't need a whole heap of the ball. And he will only get more of the ball and get more involved as he gets more experience. He and Tanner Bruin, I think, are going to be, will be very, very good acquisitions for the Cats. And that's no surprise. I mean, both first-round draft picks. Mm. You're not exactly reinventing the wheel. But I really like those two players. And Ollie Henry, I think, Ollie Henry's the type of play kingy who, once he gets to 70, 80 games, and then Tom Hawkins is not there, and I'm not saying that it's bad for Ollie Henry that Hawkins is there, but once there's perhaps a little bit more freedom, perhaps Gary Rowan is retired, there's a little bit more, he's more of a little bit more of a go-to player. I reckon he could be a player that could get 60 goals in a season as a mid-sized player.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And they don't grow in trees, those sorts of players.
No, 3 goals a game.
That's good going. Absolutely. He'll bob up Henry every now and then and kick 6 or 7
yeah.
in a game when things are going his way.
Yeah, when the Cats get on a roll.
Yeah, and he's only going to get better. Bruin's only going to get better. If you're trying to think of a fifth player consistency-wise, would you say Mark Blitzars?
Before he got hurt? Yeah.
Well, that was only late in the year, but...
Well, he missed the last month.
Yeah, I suppose. He'd been okay.
He had been, yeah. Busey's year had been pretty solid.
And no, I disagree. I think Busey had a disappointing year. Clearly the fact he had to go in for surgery... He was playing with an injury. I thought he was pretty disappointing. He didn't have a lot of flair about his game. I know his job is to stop players primarily, but I thought he had a disappointing, not a horrible year, but a slightly disappointing year. Because we were talking about that, where's Busey gone? How come he's not providing us with much? And then he has to go in for surgery, which, you know, obviously injury.
Which told us why he wasn't providing.
Correct. So
yeah, but there's your excuse for him. I reckon.
Yeah, I agree. He's one that could come back next year and have a fantastic season.
I thought Mitch Nevitt's footy was really good.
For yeah, eight, I liked. I, eight, he showed some really good glimpses.
8 games he played. I can't believe they didn't play him more.
Well, this is the problem of having guys like Zach Tuohy and Isaac Smith in the team. Yeah. This is why I don't know why Zach Tuohy is going on when you've got guys like Jai Clark who they want to get games in. And I'm not suggesting he plays the same position as Tuohy, but you've got to fit players in.
Yeah.
So you've got Jai Clark you want games into. You're going to have Mullen, who probably plays a very similar role to Tuohy, who you want to get games into. You've got Nevitt, who you want to get games into. Who else have we got there? Ollie Dempsey, you probably want to get games into. Shannon Neal, you want to get games into. Toby Conway. These guys, they're not all going to get games with the same group, bar Isaac Smith.
Hmm.
I just think they pulled the wrong rein there. Geelong are at a point now where they need to make. They're not getting Bailey Smith.
No, not happening.
I don't think so. He's staying at the Bulldogs.
Okay.
So his management apparently have told the Dogs he will be at the Dogs.
What about the year after?
Well, that would be up in the air. But I think if you're hanging your hat on that, you're probably.
He's staying.
Yeah. You
longer.
Well, I mean, there's every chance. I hope they don't get Darcy Parrish. I really
no. That's no. He's staying at
Essendon. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. No. He's, we, no. That's done.
I'm not if, rating if Darcy
Parrish. It's not done. It's as good as done.
So they're not getting those two players. I don't know what they're going to get midfield-wise. They really need to find some avenues. Pick seven, I reckon they hopefully keep and use on the best midfielder,
yep.
which is what they'll do. And at pick seven, you should be getting a pretty decent sort of player,
are we
you'd
still,
hope.
Are we still Matt Crouching?
Jeez, Kingy,
Does he just need to bridge the gap for some of the young blokes?
Possibly. Mm. Possibly.
Yeah.
Is there any talk on that?
Nah, I think it's more Sydney, the ones that are interested.
Yeah, look, I could see that, Kingy, for a year or two. Inside player.
Take some of the heat. Got,
yeah, get the ball out to the likes of Dangerfield and Holmes.
Even Bruin uses the footy well on the
outside.
Yeah,
he goes and gets it, though. He can do a bit of both.
Both, yeah.
What about, is Clark an inside midfielder or an outside player?
He's an inside.
Yeah, so you've sort of, Mitch Duncan, you want him on the outside. I'm not going to be nude if we get him.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not going to be also, burning my underpants.
Do you expect Brandon Parfitt to be gone?
Well, this is, we spoke about this, Kingy. This is a really delicate one because...
Year to run.
Yeah, a year to run on his contract. He's a pure midfielder.
He played well on Friday night, a Saturday night.
Yeah, he did. He played his best game for the year, ironically. I did explain that during the call that it was like the horse you're going to sack. When the horse hears you're going to sack him, suddenly he wins.
Yeah.
And then it makes the decision far more difficult. So we're absolutely razor thin in the midfield. And yet we're moving on a player who played in the Premiership. Now, I know he was only a bit player, but he did play in the Premiership.
He was sub.
Yeah, he was in the team.
I don't think Cats are moving him on because he's got a year to run.
But if Geelong want to keep him, they'll keep him. But if they want to trade him, they'll trade him. Yeah. The question is, do you think we should keep him? I reckon it's catch 22. If we were loaded in the midfield, yes, but if we're not, so... Okay, I'll
depends
put this...
Gonna, depends on what you're going to get for him.
Do you think...
What are you getting for Brandon Parfitt? Third rounder?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. Not much. Not much the year he's had. I mean, he was in the twos for most of the year, so you're not getting a whole lot. Would you rather Matt Crouch comes in, or you keep Brandon Puff and keep working with him?
Matt Crouch.
Jeez, I don't think it's as clear cut as that.
Well, you asked me to give an answer, and if I had sat here and said it's not clear cut, then I'm sitting on the fence.
Yeah, no,
I get an answer.
Yeah, but and I'm not disagreeing. That's fine. You have that opinion, but I just don't. I just don't know. Crouch gets a lot of the ball. He doesn't really do a whole lot with it.
As long as he's giving it to somebody. If he goes and gets it, just gets it out on the outside. Give Holmes, give Bruin, give Dangerfield, give Duncan the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know. What is he, 29, Crouch? It's a big decision because Geelong's midfield is the area of massive concern. We heard Steve Hocking talk about that post-game. They're obviously well aware of
that.
He
was very open with us, wasn't he?
He was also very sort of seemingly quite happy with the fact the Cats actually missed the finals, and they went from the coach saying that we're coming, we're the danger, to actually out of the finals before the last round, and then tanking in the last week of the. And then
it's not tanking, Ben. They couldn't.
They were happy
it.
To lose.
Yeah, they were happy to send blokes for surgery to get a bit of a jump start.
Yeah, it's called tanking.
Yeah,
they deliberately do. You can manufacture it to tank. So they drop one spot in the table. Pick up pick seven instead of pick eight. Gives you, one more. There's one more player still on the board, on your draft board.
So in the last five games, Crouch has averaged the best part of 30 disposals.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one, Kingy.
Last six. So he's gone. Since coming, so he was a sub against Geelong in round 8. He had 12 disposals when he came on the ground. Didn't appear again until against playing Melbourne in round 19. He's gone 22, 32, 31, 33, 26, 31. A lot of handballs, 15, 20, 18, 25, 18, and 26 are his
handballs. How many clearances do you want?
Clearances there for him, he's gone 7, 12, 4, 9, 6, and 6.
Yeah.
So he's averaging 7.5 clearances a game?
Are we at that stage, though, where we're just topping up with those sorts of players?
Well, is it topping up or is it just bridging the gap and helping?
Well, you're going to get Clark back.
Yep.
Surely, so then you're not saying that any of the kids are much good. They're underneath that in the twos, like Willis or Hardy or... I mean,
Willis has re-signed. We just haven't seen enough of him. Kroger, we understand, won't be there, although nothing's been announced yet. Hardy, question mark. Surely the kid gets another crack, but I think you spoke about the on air the other night, and the feedback is he started really well, but he actually tailed off. late in the year, and probably went from being people going, "Oh, gee, this bloke might get a crack by the end of the year," to he wasn't actually. He wasn't even in the he was in the emergencies on Saturday night, but wasn't seriously being looked at.
I don't know. I'd be going down the track. The Cats coming off a premiership last year, near to missing the finals with an ageing group. I don't know. I'd be wanting to bring in a 29-year-old midfielder who's not getting a game at another club.
Huh. Well, he is now. He's played.
He played last year. He was out for three quarters of the year in the twos.
Yeah.
I'd be using.
He's a bit stiff not to be playing finals.
I'd be using my pick. My pick. Look, yeah, the one who I would be going after is Taryn Thomas.
Yep.
So he's apparently, you know, in the mix. He's a gun.
He's gettable.
Yeah, he's gettable.
What's going on with Max Holmes, Benny? You've been talking about him and
My understanding is that Max Holmes. If you can believe this, Kingy, there is still a bit of, I don't know what the word is, but bitterness is probably not the right
disappointment.
Word. Disappointment? That he wasn't in last year's grand final team.
Because that's
carried for the whole year.
Yep.
That's still hanging around his neck.
Yep.
I don't think he's feeling a lot of love at the football club.
Yep.
And I think the pull from his family to go back to Melbourne is pretty big. But my understanding is he will be at Geelong next year. But beyond that, I think it will depend on his relationship with the footy club, whether that relationship strengthens or dissipates over the next 12 months. Okay. Will probably determine whether he's at the footy club beyond that.
Yep. The other decision obviously was made on Sam Minigola. He's got everything out of himself.
For
somebody who had two cracks at it previously and couldn't get a look in at Hawthorn and Freo, his 2020 year was unbelievable, and how he wasn't an All-Australian wingman, we're probably still scratching our heads, because he was the best wing. He was the best link player in the comp in 2020.
He served his purpose. He carved out a little niche at the Cats, and we probably saw in that last game why it's time to move on. He got a lot of the ball.
Lack of awareness on a couple of occasions.
But he's always been like that. That's been his downfall.
But that's further to a bloke who hadn't played in over
12 months. Yeah, correct. Yeah, but it was certainly time to move on. That's why I thought. Yeah, I thought Smith, too, he made a goal, was certainly the three that certainly time was up.
I know you're a fan of Loch Ness Conway. I think we saw some things on Saturday night.
Yeah, we did.
We would really like.
We did. I
24 hitouts.
Yeah, but that's one of the most meaningless stats.
But he still gets his hands on the footy, though.
What?
Hitouts to advantage.
How many did he get out of advantage?
I don't know, but you did the stats.
Not many. I don't think he had. He had a few, but it wasn't. You weren't sort of going, "Oh my god, this is
you
Max."
You look after the curse highest.
I do look after. I think he had 7 hitouts to advantage, or 9, was it? 7 or 9. But you weren't like. Well, I think he is very good ruck exponent. I think he's craft. I love using that word craft. Mm-hmm. Just the only thing I will say about Loch Ness is that any Geelong fan who thinks that Loch Ness Conway is going to be next year our number one ruckman and see out the year, is maybe forgotten to take their tablets. That ain't going to happen. He's been injured for 2 years. He gets injured actually just, you know, getting out of his fada. He's been injured. He's done a twang. He has a twang here and a twang there. He's played one game of senior football. He hasn't played. What were the biggest amount of games? How many VFL games would he have played over the last 2 years?
I think he's played about 9.
9 VFL games. And so I heard some Geelong fans say Conway's got to be our number one ruckman next year. You're absolutely kidding yourself. He's just not ready. The Cats are into Grundy, Kingy?
13 VFL games. He played a lot of footy.
In 2 years. That's 2 years, Kingy.
Second half of last year, he actually strung a bunch of games.
He played 3, did he?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He played 10 games in the back end of last year in the VFL.
And then 3 this year.
And 3 this year.
Yeah. So he has got so much more development that needs to come. I would love to see him just go back and dominate in the VFL. Or at least have 10 games in the VFL where he's dominating. He ain't your number one ruckman next year.
Not right now.
No. So Geelong, my understanding is that the Cats have their nose in for Grundy. Now, I don't know whether they're any chance or whether they're...
But they've put their hand up.
Yeah, they're certainly exploring that option. I just think that would be so good for the Cats if you got Grundy in to play that ruck role as the number one ruckman. And then that allows Loch Ness Conway to develop in the twos. You know, learn his craft, continue to build his body, get a bit more durability about him, and then when he's absolutely ready, put him in at senior level, give him the odd game here and there when you want to give Grundy a chop out. But I just think it's absolute folly to be thinking that a kid with one game with his injury history in 2 seasons is going to be your number one ruckman next year.
we seen a Sava Radicalea?
Yeah, gone.
Yep.
Port Adelaide. Ken Hinckley's put 12 months into getting a Sava Radicalea.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be very surprised if he's not playing at Port Adelaide next season. The concern there for the Cats is, and yeah, he's a bit of a whipping boy for Cat fans for whatever reason, is that there is absolutely nothing underneath him.
Mm.
So if De Koning was to get injured, we would be putting advertisements on Facebook for somebody who's at least 197 centimetres, who can run for like 60 minutes.
Man, that's why that Bailey Vanderhoevel has all of a sudden come into calculations.
Oh, good name, that.
Been playing in the VFL.
Where's he from?
He's from Ballarat, I think, originally. The Vanderhoevels, because his sister was on the Geelong AFLW list. She's now at Essendon. So he has played some good VFL footy this year. So he'd be interesting to see whether they have a look at him. But yeah, there's not a lot underneath. Cat fans have got a brace for, I'm not going to say pain, but the days of rocking up to the footy and going, we're legitimately a chance of winning today. I reckon over the next couple of years, there'll be some games you'll go to going.
So this is my point about getting Crouch in or playing a kid. Wouldn't you be better to get a kid in and try and develop a kid than just get somebody to prop you up to maybe get you 30 possessions in a season where you're probably not going to win
but
it anyway?
But does he help then develop the next crop coming through?
Well, surely you've got Dangerfield, you've got Cam Guthrie coming back.
Cam Guthrie hurt more.
You've got Blitzarves. You've got Tommy Atkins, who's an experienced player. You've got Mitch Duncan. You've got 5 experienced players. I don't think you need to go and get another one just to help kids.
All right.
Especially where they're at. I mean,
But I'm talking about somebody who's going to go and get the footy. Every one of those players you mentioned doesn't go and get the footy.
Well, Cam Guthrie does.
To a point, but he does a lot of his best work on the outside as
well. Oh, yeah. Dangerfield does. Tom Atkins does. There's 3.
Yeah, okay. All right. But they're not...
Tanner Bruin does.
Yeah, they're not the legitimate... Yeah, he's a kid, though.
Well, he's going to have played nearly 50 games and be 22 next year. So you start to... Once you've reached that point, you'd be starting to want to see some real... not improvement, but you'd want to start seeing some improved consistency from players like Tanner Bruin. Next year, he could take a big step next year.
Tyson Stengel kicked 27 goals.
Yeah, he was disappointed. He was putrid.
27 goals, 9 this year.
Against Bunnies.
If he had to kick 27 goals, 9 last year when they won the flag, we'd go, that was a pretty handy return for him.
Yeah,
goal and a half a game.
Yeah.
But he kicked 50, so our expectations of him went up. And
So he kicked 27. He kicked 8 against North Melbourne and Essendon when they won by 70.
Yep.
Against better teams, he was horrible. He had a really, really, really bad year, obviously.
He never got going when he got hurt.
Well, he just didn't apply pressure.
He was goal.
Big call, Kingy. Big call. Did you move him on?
No.
Would you get something for him? You get something for him?
No. No, you're not getting rid of Tyson Stengel. No. No. Hanging on to him.
Has he won his flag and is happy with that?
No.
Mate. Is he ever going to return to that?
Well, unless we have Tyson Stengel sitting across from us and asking.
Well, he's not going to tell you that. He was too busy putting tips in his hair. Like, just where we're getting the footy, buddy. Don't worry about it. I mean, obviously, things were happening off the field that we heard about.
Yep.
I don't think his focus was on footy. Clearly showed on the field. I mean, I had a quick look at his stats before Saturday night's game. Against some of the better teams, he was in witness protection against some of the better teams.
Mm.
I mean, he kicked 8 there. What were some of the other games where he kicked a couple of goals against Bunnies?
2 against Hawthorn Easter Monday, yeah, 2 against the Dockers, 2 against Greater Western Sydney. And 2 against the Bulldogs were his multiple games. 2 against Collingwood in round 1.
Yeah.
His best game probably was round 1 against Collingwood.
Close didn't have a great year either, did he?
No, Brad Close struggled. Yeah, he just...
He had the odd game.
Couldn't get out of his own way sometimes.
No, the gap between his best and his worst was enormous.
Sometimes it looked like...
De Koning?
He got all those knocks early.
Yeah, he on what he'd done the previous year. Yeah. Although, I was thinking about
that
this
was,
too.
That was almost...
I've had a lot of time to think lately.
Yeah, how's the back, by the way?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it's I'm ironing my shirt with a wok at the moment. De Koning, if he had have had... If you take out the premiership year, right, and he played like he did this year with his experience, about 40-odd games, you would have said, oh, it's a pretty good year, wouldn't you? You would have said, oh, look, he's developing. He's been good. He hasn't starred, but he's been all right.
Yep.
You would have been really happy with it, wouldn't you? Yep. But because we're referencing off at a year where he jumped up out of absolutely nowhere and played like Bruce Dool, it sort of maybe skewed the expectations on him.
Yep.
I think he'll definitely get back to that form. But, I mean, I'm not being – he just had on what were the previous year, we could judge this year and say it was disappointing. Albeit, I think if you're being realistic, it was a really good development year for him.
Yep. 23 he'll be by the start of next year.
He's a gun. He is our rock down back for the next, you know, 10 years. That's why I just, every time he goes into the ruck, I get under the desk.
Tom Hawkins will go on, but they just haven't been able to just reach terms yet, according to some reports on what that looks like, I think, financially. So, but he will play one more year.
Well, he hopefully will benefit from a full pre-season. This year hurt him pre-season-wise. We've probably got to temper our expectations of Hawk.
He'll be the best part of 36 by the time we start next year.
I'll be really interested to see what they do with Shannon Neal, how they integrate him.
Does he spend some time in the ruck?
Well, what would be the point of that if they're not wanting him to be a ruckman? Okay. If they want him to be a ruckman, okay. But if they want him to be a forward, why bring him into the senior side and actually play him in a position that you actually don't want to play him in? I don't see the point of that. You want him getting valuable minutes in the position where you think he's going to be your long-term prospect. And what we've seen, that looks like it's up forward. He did some good stuff against the Bulldogs. Even against Collingwood, I know he didn't get much of it, but I thought he got into some really good spots. He nearly took a couple of really nice marks. He didn't, but I think that will come. The thing about that, King, is, you know, he goes through another year of sitting in the twos because Cameron are there.
He'll be playing in the ones.
Well, let's hope, because you'd hate for him then to get disillusioned and head off back. I know he's contracted till the following year, but you'd hate for him to be disillusioned and head off back to WA after the Cats put in 4 or 5 years into him and he's ready to go, and then he pisses off. Yep. That'd be a disaster.
Do you want some questions, Benny?
I love questions.
Oh, before we get to it, who wins the flag?
Who wins the flag? I will be suggesting to you that Collingwood win the flag.
I tip Brisbane at the start of the year. I'm going to stay with them.
Oh, I think they're brittle. I think they're mentally fragile.
They win the. And I, do you know what? I'd love Link McCarthy to win a flag.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against that. But I just think that I just don't think they're ruthless enough. Brisbane. Mm. They meander through games. Their back end of the season's been just. The one I think that the
have
one
they sort of known where they're going to end up?
No. Well, they didn't know where they were going to end up. They had lost on Saturday. They fell over the line against St Kilda.
Still won.
Still won. Just got whipped by Gold Coast.
I think they win. They win the prelim.
I don't know that they beat Port Adelaide.
Okay.
Port Adelaide's midfield is the one absolute X factor in this whole final series. You get Rosie, Butters, Horn, Francis, Wines, Boak, Powell Pepper coming through, Willem Drew, who's not a star, but he plays a good Willem. Their midfield, if those players are playing well, they are very, very hard to beat. And Alir Alir is obviously the key. They need Dixon to probably kick a few goals. But I reckon
Marshall needs to have a big... If Porter to win the flag, Marshall has to have a big September.
Yes, I agree with that. I reckon they can beat Brisbane.
Yep. Okay. We won't see them. We're going to do some finals.
We're all over it, Kim.
Collingwood Melbourne.
The Rock.
Collingwood Melbourne Thursday night.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Carlton Sydney Friday's an interesting final.
Oh, God. Bucky will be having strides off, won't he? He'll be getting regions taped.
And then the following week, we'll do the Friday night, and then we'll do the Saturday night. We'll do the Friday night of prelim. We'll do the Friday prelim, and then we'll do the grand final. So 6 finals coming your way on K-Rock Footy, which is good. Also, too, if you haven't had a chance, go to krock.com.au and do the K-Rock Football Survey for a chance to win a signed Catch jumper and 4 tickets to the first home game at GMHBA Stadium. It's K-Rock Footy Survey, just about what you want out of K-Rock Football.
Kingy, well, you'll know this because you know the answers to these sorts of questions. Yeah. What's the capacity of Geelong going to be when that stand's done?
It'd be best part of 40.
I'm confused. So it's 22 at the minute?
Yeah, they can get 23.
Okay, 23. Stretch. So it's 23 in that in 75% of the stadium.
Yeah.
How's that other stand coping with another 20?
I think they're putting 14 in there.
So that makes it 36, mid 30s.
Yeah, it'll be 37 or 30. There'll never be a 4 in front of the figure.
I don't think it's ever going to reach 4.
I think it'll get to 38.
So you cannot tell me that stadium as it is now holds 22, 23, and that one stand is going to get it to 40. And the rest of the stadium.
So I got told that the capacity is 26 right now.
Well, they never got more than 22.
No, but that was never full.
Oh, there was some games it was.
And then I think it's 14,000 the new stand's going to hold.
So it's going to be about mid 30s, I reckon.
I think
they've put a bit of GST.
I think it'll come in about 37 and a half, 38.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's not getting to 40 though.
It's not getting to 40. No.
I reckon that figure 40 was bandied, wasn't it?
Yeah, 40 was bandied around very much.
Yeah,
so.
It's just they've gone early there.
Questions?
They've gone too early. We'll go Cyril Small style.
We'll go big footy. Yeah. First, all right, we're already half an hour in, we're flying. Gentlemen, this is Daz Broncos. On behalf of the Big Footy Geelong Board, many thanks for all the time and effort you've put in into the Cat Attack podcast and all the hijinks and frivolity that naturally ensues.
Most of it gets cut out, Daz.
Benny, thanks for the weekly jokes and answers. And Kingy, thanks for somehow dodging the Broadcasting Standards Act and getting the jokes through and reading all the questions. Still reckons a Cat Attack podcast after dark series will rate. Sadly, the Cats got hurt too much and left too little to too few too often to be good enough for long enough this year. Some have indicated they'll move on. Some are yet to say they will move on. Some will get told to move on. Conway looks the goods, but he cannot be our number one ruck for at least another season.
Yeah, I just said all that. He can't be.
Stanley or
Arthur. Get him some games by all means, but just we cannot go into next year with Reece Stanley as our ruckman. Simple.
Saying there's rumours Jai Clark wanting out. I haven't heard those.
What?
I don't think that's happened. But anyway.
God, I hope not. That'd be a disaster.
Can Shannon Neal push Rowan out in 24 and play the third tall role and cover the ruck when Stanley is off?
No. It sounds good in theory, but you could not have Neal, Cameron and Hawkins all in the same forward line. The ball would be getting rebounded out of
Shannon Neal playing?
Boomerang style. When?
Do you think Hawkins is not, Hawkins not playing every game next year, is he?
Well, he's going to... Well, I mean, I don't think Hawk's going to sign up to play 10 games, is he? This is a difficult situation because.
So do you say thanks for your time?
With Hawk?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to let him make that decision.
That's what I thought.
And is he savvy enough to? Yeah, I assume he would be. That this is where it's difficult, Kingy, because Geelong at a stage now. What do you make a decision? Are you keeping Tom Hawkins to win the premiership next year? Are Geelong a genuine premiership contender next year?
No.
So I mean, this is the point. Do you get a full season, try and get a full season into Shannon Neal and bring him on a lot faster? Or do you have Tom Hawkins there, prop yourself up and finish mid-table, and Neal gets 6 or 7 games being played out of position? This is why Zach Tui, why he's playing, I've absolutely no idea.
It's a conundrum.
Yeah, and this is my argument against getting Matt Crouch, because I want to get games into Clark, I want to continue to develop Bruin, I want to see if they get pick 7, if he's a ready-made, well, not a ready-made player, but if he's good enough as a midfielder, can come in and play a few games the midfield.
I think Jai Clark was the only top 10 pick who didn't get a rising star on this year.
And I think he would have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't know. But I really like, from all reports, and I've only seen the kid play in that one quarter, but he's got serious tricks. He's a good kid. He works hard. He'll make it. But you'd love to see him get 12, 13, 14 games next year. Mm-hmm. And if they get another kid who's like Jai Clark, who maybe comes in and plays 6 or 7 games as a midfielder. But this is, if you've got Crouch there, you're not going to.
Who's your breakout player in 2024, Benny?
Breakout?
Yeah.
My breakout player.
Mine will be Neil.
Mine will be Jai Clark.
Okay. Thanks again, and hopefully Josh, James, Jonathan, Jeremy, Jared from Kerr's High stumps up again and gives you the sponsorship to front up again for season 12. Actually, it's season 8, according to Daz Broncos, and he will be keeping count.
Is it season 8? I just was doing it down the Sopranos line. Do you think we could do, Kingy, I was thinking, do you think we could do a podcast where we do it in here, but it's actually just sent out independently or not? Is that possible?
No.
It's not?
No.
Why not?
Well, you can.
Yeah, well, yeah, I need to learn how to do that.
And you can deal with the pushback or whatever comes.
No, but we're not putting it out through...
K-Rock channels?
Yeah.
You want to do one that's independent?
Yes.
You'd need to find somewhere else to record it.
Right. Where will we be able to do that?
I won't be involved. Yeah. I enjoy staying out of...
Because I've been listening to a podcast called The Fighting Cock.
Yep.
Which is the Tottenham Hotspur, and these three blokes do this podcast.
Yeah, probably don't have an affiliation to a media outlet.
Possibly, no, I don't think they do. No, well, I certainly don't with some of the stuff that they. It's very good. Though.
What do they think of Ange Postecoglou?
The old Ange. Well, they were liking him until he made 9 changes for their cup during
Carabao
the week
cup, and they got done.
Yeah, the fans blew up about that, but they were liking his style before that.
I don't think winning Carabao Cups is on Ange's agenda.
Well. because Tottenham haven't won anything, they were very irate that he made 9 changes. That's a lot of changes.
Premier League and qualifying for Europe, I think, is on Ange's agenda.
Well, possibly. But anyway, look, anyway, these guys do this podcast. And I'd love to have the license to roam.
Yeah, right.
Because someone might get Rome and then Kingy pulls it all back in.
Foxdog50 asked about Matt Crouch. You're not into him. King, I'll ask you, do you think we should go for him? I wouldn't be upset with him. And Benny said you wouldn't be upset with him, but you said you wouldn't be nude either if he showed up.
King, your whole sort of recruiting strategy and recruiting, not drafting, because you're just drafting, you know, the player, the best player you'd hope, but your whole sort of recruiting strategy and your retention, player retention strategy has to be based around where you think your club's at. So you've just said to me you think Geelong are no chance, not no chance, but you think that if you're being realistic, they're not winning the premiership next year. No. That's why my point is, so this is where the conundrum with play. I mean, Tommy Hawkins has earned the right to make his own decision. I'm not suggesting any way, but other players like Zach Tui haven't, and it's time to probably move on to Zach Tui. There's others there.
But they're not.
Mark O'Connor, I'd be trading Mark O'Connor. I don't know what he offers you.
Yeah. Well, the question is Mark O'Connor staying on after 2024?
Well, I don't know. But if he's not, you ask him that and he says, I'm thinking of going home, you move him on. Because I player-wise, he's just a nothing sort of player. He's like he plays like he needs WD-40 rushed out to him, and you just give him a bit of a lick under the arms and he sort of loose. He's very stiff, isn't he, and rigid. Yeah. And that's not the spot out in the field to be stiff and rigid.
Is there a chance you guys could do another show week after trade period is finished? It would be great to have a discussion on who came and who left. I'm sure we can probably find a way to do it.
Yeah,
We might do an October edition to look at trade period and might do a November edition to have a look at the draft. If people are happy with that, and that will look at maybe the fixture for next year as well. I suspect we'll see the fixture by the time the draft.
Yeah, we can. We'll be able to do something, Kingy.
Yep, cool. Howler 41 seems odd, but I'm not overly disappointed in his finals. Having won the Holy Grail last year makes it easier. If we'd snuck in, we would have been blown off the park. Saturday night, we saw the Loch Ness Conway and like that body of water in Scotland. There was some movement deep down. Most hit-outs for the game. We've got one here. You guys mentioned a few episodes ago you weren't sold on Dempsey. As an avid VFL watcher, I am. He has natural footy instincts and X factor, bit of flair, 8 tackles, 3rd most pressure acts for the Cats. He needs to live in the gym over summer, but he's tracking nicely.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think he is trending in the right direction. It's not, you're not seeing improvement, you know, out of sight. But there is, I do agree with all that. He problem is, Kingy, this is again. So he is what a half forward, like a lively half forward,
yep,
is he?
Yep.
Yeah. So is he going to get?
Is he opportunistic?
Yeah, opportunistic. Like Henry? So is he getting a game ahead of? I'll give you some names. Close.
No.
Myers.
No.
Gary Rowan.
No.
Stengel.
Probably no. Still no.
So this is the problem. It's hard to get games into these players because you've got players ahead of them. I mean, somebody like Zach Tui, is he getting a game ahead of Tom Stewart?
No.
Is he getting Zach Guthrie?
No.
Is he getting a game ahead of Jack Henry?
No.
Is he getting a game ahead of Zam Ticone?
No.
Is he getting a game with Jed Buse?
No.
Is he getting, and I'll say no, but he's not getting a game from one above Jake Colajasny because he plays a different role. So I'm just throwing these names up in defence.
Yep.
So where does he play? Because he's lost a yard. He's not a goal kicker, really. You've got players like Nevitt who need to be played on a wing to incorporate them into the mix. You've got Holmes who I'd love to see if they got a player like Matt Crouch, push Holmes back out to the wing and let him be a wingman. Mm. Don't have to make him why do we have to make him an inside player? That's not his natural spot. Jai Clark is an inside player. That's his role. Tanner Bruin.
Did Max Holmes say he wanted to have a crack in?
Well, I hope not, because if you've got the player telling the coaching staff what he wants to do, you're in trouble. Mm. You have to work out where you're at, what you want to get out of next year. Do you want to have a year where you see players and you throw it wide open to get games into 7 or 8 blokes to try and fast track their development to win your next premiership? Or do you just tread a bit of water and maybe put that premiership, that possibility of winning that premiership back because you're playing all these old experienced players at the expense of winning 1 or 2 more games? Mm.
That's the question for the coaching staff.
Well, no, you'd never get a straight answer.
No, they'll tell you that they're going to try and challenge.
They give you some spin.
You like spin.
I hate spin. It's one of my pet hates. Spin.
Howler 41 also said, play blokes to their strengths, i.e. Holmes on a wing. College Asney on anyone over 180 centimetres.
Yes.
And Stewart intercepting in defence. I look forward to this podcast every week. Plenty of other footy and Cats pods, but this is the only one that doesn't sugarcoat. Thanks for your efforts. Finally, a joke. With the retirement of the 15, but the 45 going around again for many years next year, and I have seen this before, will be a case of close but no Seglar.
That is very, very good.
I have seen that going around. Not a bad dad's joke for Father's Day.
As I walked into the studios here, Kingy, I put my forward mic joke, because the K-Rock's having a dad joke
yes,
competition.
They are.
I put forward the squirrel one.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I wonder if it's been rubbed off yet. The joke.
Oh, the joke.
Gail the Snail. Hey, legends, thanks for the year. Always look forward to the Cat Attack podcast. Any chance Benny can make another bum tattoo bet? Worked in our favour last time. What are you doing with that tattoo, Benny?
Well, I don't know. Do you think I should get it?
I think you should.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit old for tattoos.
Don't make stupid comments. Like, what did you say? Is it Chris Scott's face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you made the stupid comment. And I want it to be, too, with Chris Scott with the full beard, so more intricate work has to go into it.
Yeah, don't know. Maybe I'll get Brad Scott, because he hasn't got a beard. Yeah.
Tommy Stewart with another All-Australian Blazer. Although this season didn't go as well as we hoped, I think most Cat fans are content and appreciate the amazing club we support.
Yep.
When you see other teams just happy to make finals, it makes you appreciate being a Cats fan. All the best for the off-season. Hope you're back next year.
King, what do I ask you this? On the back of a premiership and then on the back of this year,
yep,
what do you think the expectation would be for a majority of Cat fans heading into next year?
Back into the finals.
Yeah.
Yep. Bottom half of the finals.
Yeah.
Carl the Catters, thanks again for another
year. Is that a good expectation to have?
Yep. They're not winning the flag. But if they can get to a final, the finals, and play a final and get Nevitt, Neil, Dempsey,
yeah,
Conway,
but you,
Bruin, all playing finals.
But they're not probably going to get there with those guys, are they? That's my point. Then if they get to the finals, those guys probably aren't playing
Some of them will be.
Yeah, I'd be really interesting to see how they fashion. Because I think, like, it was funny because we've had a shit year, really. Not a shit year, but it's been frustrating, up and down, and then to be out
inconsistent, Benny.
Yeah, shit. So that's another word.
But they've still won 10 games.
Yeah, they have, but it's
been competitive. I think what their biggest loss was the one to St Kilda or the one to Freo.
Yeah, look,
nobody's beaten them by 39 plus.
No, and I'm not.
Or 40 plus.
I think it's been a year where we've seen a few games. But what my point was going to be that even after the year we've had, which has been frustrating off the back of the flag, Saturday night there was a bit of anticipation from Cat fans about going to that game.
Yeah, it was carnival feel.
Yes, getting Nevitt back in there, Mullen, Conway, and Closey.
Yep.
So he's another one in the midfield. I'd love to see him get in there next year. Don't get Matt Crouch. Put this kid in. So there was an air of excitement because we've been starved of seeing younger players develop. Not develop, but we haven't seen a lot.
But
we see the odd one, and then he goes back to the twos, you forget about him.
But there's a reason for that, because they've been so successful.
100%. So I always wonder whether it'd be time now to I don't think the Cat fans would be throwing the toys out of the cot if you wouldn't come out and say it, but if you took a step back to go forward.
Yep. Carl the Cat is asking, thanks again for another year of oral goodness, gents. Win or lose, I draw, it's always entertaining and insightful. Would love it if you pre-recorded one unedited and perhaps a few refreshments. Yeah. Steve, any chance you can put out an off-piste unaffiliated arrangement? I'll pay for the tins.
I'd love to do that.
I'm not going to be involved in that.
No, I would. I'd love to do that.
Will we trade for anyone of note? You reckon Parrish and the flying mother?
Well, I hope we don't get Parrish.
Parrish is done. No, this is, he's saying they're locked away. Bailey Smith, looks like Bailey Smith staying, as you touched on earlier. So put a line through those two. They're not coming.
So I don't know who else we're getting.
Brody Grundy is obviously the one you...
Well, I heard that Geelong have certainly got their nose in there.
Sydney have as well.
Yeah, I have no idea whether they're a chance or not, but they've certainly asked the question, yeah.
Right. Can you give us a completely unsubstantiated Cats trade rumour you've heard that's piqued your interest? No, I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything ridiculous. Usually sometimes you hear something really out there and bizarre that, you know, some bloke's third cousin's mother twice removed sort of came up with. So no, I haven't heard anything. And the third question, I'm not going to ask because I don't need Ben answering that question.
What is it?
No.
Is it funny?
Yeah. No.
Give me some humour.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not touching.
What does it say?
No, I'm not touching.
Is it? Can we not read it out?
No, I'm not reading.
Is it laws or libel?
I'm just not touching it. Right. Off the.
Do you remember that scene in Flying High when the pilot had a bit of a conniption and then the. And the
yeah, the inflatable. I'm not. No, Ben. Let's not. Off the KFC Twitter, a bit of this is premieres. A bit of youth and enthusiasm made a difference early with the tackling pressure. Faded late, but was a good effort. Conway should be the number one ruck next year with Stanley as a backup chop out. Listening to Chris Scott this week, I think they go hard for Smith and play hardball on Sav. They will play hardball on Radigalia. We think they're not getting Bailey Smith. Conway won't be the number one ruckman next year.
No, and he will be, but...
He will be eventually.
He's just not ready for
that. Well, not round one next year.
Well, no, he's just not ready to see out a year. Can't even see out a year in the VFL, let alone senior level. Radigalia, can you... you hear all sorts of rumours. You don't know whether they're true or not, but 5 years for $7 million? Does the dollar factor make any difference to the Cats in what they might get?
Yes, it does. Yeah, the length of the deal and the
dollar amount. So the dollar Cats want a bigger deal and more money. They get better.
Yeah, that's pushing it into probably round two compensation.
Yeah, that would be. You'd certainly be happy with that if that was to come off.
Dave Twist, it's been a pleasure listening to you on the way to work on Fridays. The fear in Kingy's voice when Benny goes off target is brilliant. A non K Rock once off special is waiting. Three questions: the Bengals, Benny, Cincinnati start this weekend.
Starts the weekend after. Thank you.
Oh, they have a week off. College start this week.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm very excited about my Bengals. Very excited. Very excited. Mm. Like strides down, sort of around.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he's done a calf, but he's back, and this is our year, Kingy. Oh. Bengals will break their Super Bowl. Well, it's not a drought; they've never won one. Yep. So they need to. They'll do it. Burrow will be MVP.
A horse to follow in spring.
Oh, a horse to follow in spring. I'd say Charmstone.
Right. If it's fit, and I don't know where it's sitting at the moment, the thing that Mike Moroney trained to the Geelong Cup last year that had a good Melbourne Cup run, thing called a misery,
yes,
is going to be very good to watch.
Yes. Racing's starting to pick up.
Turnbull's the first real big one, isn't it?
That's at Flemington. September. All are starting to filter back, though. It's exciting.
Yep. Holmes out, as in Max Smith in. Would you take that? Well, we've probably put a line through it now. Holmes is staying and Smith is not.
Well, that's my understanding, is that he will be there, but there are forces pulling him, you know, both from his perspective and outside forces pulling him back to Melbourne. Geelong don't want to be losing him. I'm not suggesting that for one second. So, but I think he will be at Geelong next year, and how that unfolds across the course of the year will probably be determined. But if it gets to the middle of next year and he's not signed, teams will...
They'll be circling.
Yeah. Let's put it this way, King. If he isn't re-signed by the middle of next year, you know I think there's trouble.
Yep.
Because Geelong need him to be... They've invested too much in him, particularly in the area of the ground where they're deficient, to be not offering him a deal at some point early next year to extend him. So given their history of extending players prior to their deals coming up, so it'll be watch this space. Each week that passes next year and he isn't signed... think you'd be starting to get a little bit worried, King.
Yep. Grand Bench, thanks for the great year and all the best for the call of the finals. Proud of the boys last week with the effort, but who on the list do you think is in danger of being delisted? Kroger's in danger. Cooper White, I think, is in a little bit of danger.
Very small snippets. I sort of liked him, but he hasn't had a crack.
Yeah. So
probably maybe too small.
Joining Menegola.
Yeah.
And obviously
Isaac.
Isaac Smith. So there's four already. You got to make a minimum of three list changes, so that's a start. Then we'll see what sort of shakes down after trade. Sam Simpson's the other one.
I think he's gone. Unfortunately,
yeah. They might not make too many calls, the Cats, until trade. See what they can sort of manipulate, try and find blokes' homes, all that sort of stuff. We'll wait and see what unfolds there. Jimmy the Cat, gents, do you ever think we'll get to the stage where we are getting retired players back out of retirement, e.g. getting Selwood back for 16 games in 2024? Also optimistic next year with extra time off, hungover, late start and off the boil in 23 all took a toll. Love the podcast. Yeah, no, it'd be lovely to see the number 14 running around again.
Yeah, it's just a too brutal game for that to happen, unfortunately. But I think we certainly missed... You'd never be able to put your finger on it, but his presence, I wonder whether, can you think his presence was more missed On the field off. Or leadership style?
Off.
Yeah, I think it was...
The group missed him.
I think it was both. Yeah, I think it was a void that was... I don't know. Underestimated is probably not the right word, because they certainly knew there was going to be a void. It was an unknown, and I think it's not something that could ever be measured, but I think it was certainly tangible that they did miss the skipper in every way, shape and form this year.
Thoughts on what possible news recruits Geelong will bring in other than the rumour ones, e.g. Parrish, Grundy or Smith? Great call during the year. Rod Ashman, Carroll Football, Kingy. Well, Parrish, Smith staying put, we understand. Well, Parrish definitely. Smith looks like he is. Grundy is the question mark, so we'll wait and see on that one. Damien Tedesco, thanks for the year of calling, guys. It's been great. Love seeing the new future of the club.
Is that Damien Tedesco?
Yep.
Do you know the famous surname Tedesco?
James
in
Tedesco.
In an episode of Family Ties.
And I was going to say James.
Mr. Tedesco. He was their teacher. Mr. Tedesco.
No, I just...
And he comes in and he goes, what about when the dad, do you remember they had the party in Family Ties? You remember Family Ties?
No, I remember it, but...
Michael J. Fox.
You're a bit older than me.
Oh, so it was one of the great shows. It was very, very
You're a fan, were you? I didn't anticipate.
So mum and dad went away.
Yeah.
Steve and Elise went away. And Michael J. Fox and Mallory.
Yep.
Mallory was, she used to keep
Justine
watching.
Justine Bateman.
Yeah, she used to keep me watching. They had a party.
Yeah.
And it got out of control. The party got a bit out of control. Anyway, the dad came home and he was talking to Michael J. Fox about the party. He wasn't happy. And he just looked at him. Dad, and Michael J. Fox said, oh, look, it wasn't that bad, Dad. You know, it was just a couple of friends. And Stephen Keaton, the dad, just looks at him and goes, there was a kangaroo in my living room. Oh, it was quality.
I'll have to go and find that.
It was quality, that show.
What's your call on Parfitt, and should we go after Grundy or Soldo from Richmond? Have a great summer. Bring on 2024. Ivan Soldo?
What?
Ivan Soldo.
We're not getting him, are we?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
No. Parfitt, I'd...
Well, let's put it this way. I'd rather him than Stanley.
I'd like Parfitt to go one more year with Geelong.
Yeah, Kingy, I don't know what the right or wrong answer to that is. I sort of agree with you, but then you think, God, he was so bad this year. Is his confidence shot? Does he need a change of scenery? That is a really, really interesting question, that one.
Benny, last thing we have to do is talk about our 3-2 and our 1-2-3. Who's going to be on the podium for the Kaji?
I think Stewart wins. I think Grime, Myers, and Tom Atkins tie for second.
I think Myers wins it.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't be against
it. Because they vote on the role. You're assigned a role to play in the team, and you're judged on that role.
Yeah, and if he won it, I wouldn't be disappointed.
So I think Myers from Stewart from Atkins.
Interesting there, Kingy. What first time in history that there'd be three local players? Grovedale, St. Joseph's,
South Barwon. Yep.
That would never have happened in the history of Cats.
Don't be so certain. Because
Scarlett?
Well, no, you would have had a time when David Clark and the Nankervises probably were on the podium. So two from Barwon, David Clark from college.
Do you reckon they ever finished 1-2-3?
It's every chance it would have happened in the late 70s.
Yeah, maybe. You'd have to go back. Wouldn't happen very often.
No, just trying to think of other times. Ablett Jr. on the podium with anybody that would have... Ablett Jr., Scarlett...
Yeah, but he wasn't local, Gaz. Oh, I'm not a warrior, I suppose, yeah.
He went to Christian College.
Yeah, well, that's true. I sort of forget he was from a different planet, old Gaz.
Not a warrior.
Well, Dad got around a little bit, so I'm not quite sure where he was from. Gaz was senior, was all over the joint. Well, who so Scarlett, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I would have thought more. But if you go back to the 1920s and 30s when Geelong primarily recruited.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going back to the times when they were like wearing like, you know, waistbands. But I'm just sort of talking. It's just unusual. If somebody said to you this year that Myers and Atkins were going to be top three in the best affairs, you would have suggested that they had some sort of incision in a place.
And Geelong hadn't had a great year.
Yeah.
Would probably be the other thing too. Yeah. Nothing against Myers and Atkins, but if they were one, they were in your trifecta at the start of the year.
Do you reckon? Yeah, I agree. Do you reckon anybody had the Cats as their big slider though?
No one.
I didn't.
No. I had them.
I had Sydney.
Yeah, so did I. But I think I had the Cats finishing sixth.
Yeah, well, I finished 12th.
Yeah. It's their equal lowest finish. So they won some wooden spoons in the old VFL 12.
They will come back earlier.
Yep, they'll be back in...
The senior later. Players won't, they, will they?
You'll start Older seeing blokes. Them filter through just before Melbourne Cup.
Be interesting to see how that plays out. Mm. A bit longer in the pre-season.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens to Tom Hawkins.
Yep.
You know, he still kicked a lot of goals,
I'd say Tom will see in January.
Well, he's one that missed a lot of this preseason, so he might be improved. We need to get Cam Guthrie back and firing.
Yep, correct. Well, he played late, so he's ready to go.
Yep.
And he'll probably, you know,
have a good preseason. Let's hope, touch wood, and he's like a new recruit for him next year. Love to see Jai Clark get some games. Atkins will keep doing what he does. Just Patrick Dangerfield needs to find his role, and his role isn't the A-grade midfielder anymore. How that looks, I don't know.
A lot of questions, Benny. This has been our longest one of the year.
Is it?
It's been 55 minutes.
That's what the...
time for us to go, Benny.
Said to the bishop.
Time for us to go, Benny.
Bye-bye.
Kerr's Hire. Local for 40 years.